Well, we've all been tickled before, maybe when we're playing around as kids. You might be ticklish under your feet or on your tummy. You might not be ticklish at all. Some of us love it, some of us hate it, but how many of us actually know what it is or why it happens? This morning, we are joined by Professor Mark Williams from Macquarie University's Department of Cognitive Science to tell us more about this odd sensation. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Jess.
Now, I understand there are two different types of tickling. Could you take us through that this morning?
There are. There's nismesis, which is the light tickle that we get when we're touched by, say, a feather, which is more of a light giggle that you get from that sensation. And then there's gargalesis, which is the one that you were probably referring to before, which is a much harder tickle. It happens when we tickle someone under the arms or on the stomach or the sole of the feet. And that's a much stronger tickle that we get from that form of tickling. And what's really interesting is the light tickle actually happens in all different mammals.
Really?
That stronger tickle actually only happens in ourselves and in our close relatives, the apes, which is very interesting.
Well, that is super, super interesting. Do you know why we feel these sensations when we're being tickled? What sort of a response it is? I've heard like an old wives' tale. It's that your body kind of being scared of a foreign touch that it doesn't understand.
Yeah, so we actually don't really know. There are a couple of different theories. The lighter touch, the nismesis, which we get from a feather, we think is because we need to know when something does touch us and we're not aware of it. So a spider running across our arm or something, and we need to know that that's actually there. And we think that's why we have that really light tickle to really light touches, such as feathers and, of course, spiders and things. Whereas gargalesis, we really don't know why that happens. It only happens, as I said, in ourselves and the great apes. And we think it might, well, one theory is that it might be to help us with fighting. So when you're being tickled, you actually, it's the more sensitive parts of your body that are very ticklish. And so to be able to protect those areas when you're actually under some form of stress, such as being tickled, is very important for when you're, say, in the fight. And so when we're really young, it's something that actually teaches us how to protect those areas, even though we're under some sort of stress.
Wow.
But that's only one theory, and there are several others as well.
I think that that's fantastic. I think that flailing your arms around and giggling is a pretty good way of protecting yourself and trying to... I know I've caused a few million bloody noses in my time in tickling wars, so I think it works. Is there a reason we can't tickle ourselves?
There is. We actually have an automatic sensation of what we're actually about to do. So when we go to do something ourselves, we have an internal representation of that. So when we go to tickle ourselves, we have an internal representation of the fact that we are going to tickle ourselves, and that feeds back to those areas and tells those areas you're about to be tickled, for example. And so that dampens down those sensations, so you can't actually tickle yourself.
Wow.
Whereas when somebody else does that, it doesn't actually happen. A really good example of that is actually when a waiter is holding a tray of drinks. Now, if you take one of those drinks off that tray, they'll actually spill all the drinks because they can't actually compensate for that movement, that change in weight on the actual thing. But if they take the drinks off themselves, which is why waiters always say, no, don't touch it, I'll do it, they can compensate for that because, again, they have this automatic representation of what's about to happen because wow, they're about to do it. And so we think it's the same mechanism as when we can't tickle ourselves.
And
we can get a robot to tickle ourselves.
So. See, now this is interesting to me. We can get robots to tickle us, but we can't tickle ourselves. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, so if you put a little bit of dampening in the mechanism, so you can actually get a lever and have a dampening so that the actual thing on the other end that's about to tickle you isn't completely in sync with your hand moving. And if you have that, then it'll actually tickle you because it's out of sync with your representation of what's actually happening.
Wow.
But if they're in sync, so if when you move the lever, the little thing tickles you, then, yeah, it won't tickle you because you have the same that representation of that lever moving because of your hand, so therefore you're tickling yourself, so therefore you can't tickle yourself. But if you have a dampening between the two, then you can tickle yourself.
And what about those people who claim they aren't ticklish, who say no matter how hard you try, you cannot tickle me, I am not ticklish?
Yeah, it is interesting because people, that's another thing that sort of confused scientists, is people will be ticklish in different areas and for different reasons. And we're not really, we don't understand why that happens. And we don't understand why some people will find tickling more painful and other one people will find it more of an enjoyment, if you like. But I think that's just a people are different. People grow up differently, and we all enjoy different things. And so some people actually do enjoy tickling a lot more than other people. And it is a strange interaction between the pain receptors and the pleasure receptors. Mm. So tickling is actually this strange interaction between those two things. And some people seem to have more of the pain side of things, and some people seem to have more of the pleasure side of things. And so, yeah, it just seems to be one of those things. We're all different. We all enjoy different things, and some people enjoy tickling, and some people don't enjoy it at all.
I'm not one of the people who enjoy it. I don't love it. It freaks me out. And as I said, I've caused bloody noses with my tickling responses. So it's a danger for everyone around me if I get tickled. Mark, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning, explaining more about this this thing that everyone kind of experiences, but no one knows too much about.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
That was Professor Mark Williams there from Macquarie University's Department of Cognitive Sciences telling us about what tickling is and why it happens to us. I am fascinated. Isn't the human body such an interesting thing?